This is the Sakar Murli of 25th of July 2025. Essence. Sweet children, constantly have the one concern of studying well and giving yourself a tilak of sovereignty. It is through this study that you receive a kingdom. Question. What should you children be enthusiastic about and not become disheartened? Why? Answer. Remain constantly enthusiastic about becoming like Lakshmi and Narayan. Make effort for this and never become disheartened. The study for this is very easy. You can study this even while living at home. There are no fees for this, but you definitely do need courage. Song. You are the mother, you are the father. Om Shanti. You children heard the praise of your father. There is praise of only the one. Since there is no praise of even Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar, there cannot be any praise sung of anyone else. Establishment is carried out through Brahma. Destruction is carried out through Shankar. And sustenance is carried out through Vishnu. Lakshmi and Narayan were made that worthy by Shiv Baba. Only he is praised. Who else is there apart from him who could be praised? If there hadn't been the teacher to make them become like that, they would not have become as they were. Then there is the praise of the Sun Dynasty, who ruled the kingdom. If the father hadn't come at the confluence age, they couldn't have received their kingdom. There is no praise of anyone else. There is no need to praise foreigners, etc. There is praise of only the one and none other. Shiv Baba is the highest on high. It is through him that you receive a high status. Therefore, he should be remembered very well. In order to make yourself into a king, you yourself have to study, just as someone studies to become a barrister and studies by himself. You children know that Shiv Baba is teaching you. Those who study well will claim a high status. Those who don't study cannot claim a status. You receive Srimat in order to study. The main thing is to become pure, for which you have to study this. You know that everyone is Tamo Pradhan and impure at this time. There are good and bad human beings. Those who remain pure are said to be good. When someone studies well and becomes an important person, he is praised. However, everyone is impure. Impure beings praise impure beings. In the golden age, they are all pure. No one praises anyone there. Here there are pure sannyasis and impure householders. Therefore, those who are pure are praised. There, as are the king and queen, so the subjects. There is no other religion of which it could be said, pure and impure. Here some people even continue to sing praise of householders. There is extreme darkness in the world. You children now understand this. Therefore you children should be concerned about studying and making yourselves into kings. Those who make effort well will claim a tilak of sovereignty. You children should remain enthusiastic about becoming like Lakshmi and Narayan. There is no need to become confused about this. You have to make effort and not become disheartened. This study is such that you can even study while lying in bed. You can also study while living abroad. you can study at home. It is such an easy study. Make effort to cut away your sins and also explain to others. You can explain to those of other religions too. You can tell anyone you are a soul. Everyone's original religion of souls is the same. There cannot be any difference in that. It is because of bodies that there are innumerable religions. But souls are the same. They are all the children of the Father. Baba has adopted you souls. This is why the mouth-born creation of Brahma is remembered. You can explain to anyone who the Father of souls is. The form that you make them fill in has great meaning. There definitely is the Father whom everyone remembers. Souls remember their Father. Nowadays in Bharat they call anyone Father. They even call the local mayor Father. However, no one knows who the Father of souls is. They sing, "You are the mother and father," but no one knows who he is or what he is like. It is only in Bharat that you call him the mother and father. The Father himself comes here and creates you mouth-born children. Bharat is called the mother country because it is here that Shiv Baba plays the part of the mother and father. It is here that God is remembered as the mother and father. Abroad, they only call him God the Father, but there also has to be a mother through whom he can adopt children. A man adopts a wife and then creates children with her. A creation is created. Here too the Father, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, enters this one and adopts him. Children are created, and this is why he is called the Mother and Father. He is the Father of souls, and he then comes here and creates the creation. You become his children here, and this is why you call him the Father and Mother. That is your sweet home where all souls reside. No one but the Father can take you back there. Ask anyone you meet, "Do you want to go back to your sweet home?" In that case, you definitely do have to become pure. You are impure now. This is an iron-aged Tamopradan world. You now have to go back home. Iron-aged souls cannot return home. Souls are pure when they reside in the sweet home. The Father now explains, "It is only by having remembrance of the Father that your sins will be absolved. Don't remember bodily beings. The more you remember the Father, the purer you will become, and you will also claim a high status, number-wise. It is very easy to explain the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan to anyone. It used to be their kingdom in Bharat. When they ruled their kingdom, there was peace in the world. Only the Father can bring about peace in the world. No one else has the power to do that. The Father is now teaching us Raja Yoga for the new world. He is telling you how we can become the kings of kings. Only the Father is knowledgeful, but no one knows what knowledge he has. Only the unlimited Father tells you the history and geography of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Human beings sometimes say that God is omnipresent, and sometimes they say that he knows everything that is going on inside everyone. In that case, they shouldn't call themselves God. The Father sits here and explains all of these things. Imbibe all of this very well and stay cheerful. The pictures of Lakshmi and Narayan always portray them with cheerful faces. In schools, those who go on to study in the higher classes remain very cheerful. Others would also understand that they are going to pass a very important examination. This too is a very elevated study. There is no need for fees, etc. here. There is just the need for courage. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. It is in this that Maya causes obstacles. The Father says, become pure. Some promise this to the Father and then dirty their faces. Maya is very powerful. When they fail, their names are not mentioned. Of others, it would be said, so-and-so has been continuing to make very good progress from the beginning. They are praised. The Father says, make effort for yourself and claim a kingdom. You have to claim a high status through this study. This is Raja Yoga, not Praja Yoga, yoga to become a subject. However, subjects also have to be created. You can tell from the faces of some and from the service they do what they are worthy of becoming. From the behavior of a student at home, you can understand whether he is going to claim a first number or a third number. It is the same here. At the end, when the examinations are over, you will have visions of everything. It doesn't take long to have a vision. You will then be ashamed that you failed. Who would love those who fail? People become very happy when they watch movies, but the Father says, films are number one in making you dirty. Generally, those who go to the movies fail and then fall. There are even some females who can't get to sleep without watching a movie. Those who watch movies would definitely make effort to become impure. Everything that happens here now, everything that people think is for their happiness, really only causes them sorrow. That happiness is perishable. Only from the Eternal Father can you receive imperishable happiness. You understand that Baba is making you become like Lakshmi and Narayan. Previously, you used to write about 21 births. Now Baba speaks of 50 to 60 births, because even in the Copper Age, you still remain very wealthy and happy at first. Even though you become impure, you still have a lot of wealth. It is when you become completely Tamopradhan that your sorrow begins. At first, you remain happy. It is when you become very unhappy that the Father comes. He uplifts even great sinners like Ajamil. The Father says, I will take everyone back to the land of liberation. I will then give you the kingdom of the Golden Age. Everyone is benefited. I take everyone to their destination of peace or happiness. Everyone in the Golden Age has happiness. Even in the land of peace, everyone is happy. People ask for peace in the world. Tell them, when it used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan, there was peace in the world. There can be no sorrow there, neither sorrow nor peacelessness. Here there is peacelessness in every home. There is peacelessness in every country. There is peacelessness throughout the whole world. It has all been broken up into so many pieces. There are so many fractions. There is a different language every 100 miles. They say that the ancient language of Bharat is Sanskrit, but no one even knows about the original eternal deity religion. Therefore, how can they say that that is its ancient language? You can tell them when the original eternal deity religion existed. It is number-wise amongst you too. Some are dull heads. It can be seen when someone has a stone intellect. On the path of ignorance, they say, "Dear God, open the lock on this one's intellect." The Father gives all of you children the enlightenment of this knowledge, through which the locks open. However, even then, the intellects of some do not open at all. You say, "Baba, you are the intellect of the wise. Please open the lock on my husband's intellect." The Father says, "That is not why I have come. I wouldn't sit here and open the lock on each one's intellect." In that case, everyone's intellect would open, and everyone would become an emperor or empress. How could I open the lock on everyone's intellect? How could I open their locks if they are not going to go to the golden age? According to the drama, his intellect will open at the right time. How could I open it? It also depends on the drama. Not everyone can pass fully. It is number-wise in a school. This too is a study. Subjects also have to be created. If everyone's lock were to be opened, where would the subjects come from? That is not the rule. You children have to make effort. You can tell from each one's effort. Those who study well are invited everywhere. Baba knows who are doing service well. You children have to study very well. After you study well, I take you home and then send you to heaven. Otherwise, the punishment is very severe and the status is also destroyed. A student should glorify his teacher. When you were in the golden age, you had divine intellects. It is now the iron age, and so how could anyone have a golden-aged intellect? There was peace in the world when there was one kingdom and one religion. You can get it printed in newspapers that when it was their kingdom in Bharat, there was peace in the world. Eventually, everyone will definitely understand this. The names of you children will be glorified. In other studies, people study so many books, etc. Here you don't have anything like that. This study is very easy, but even good Maharatis fail in having remembrance. When there isn't the power of remembrance, the sword of this knowledge doesn't work. It is when you have a great deal of remembrance that there can be that power. Although someone may be in bondage, if he or she continues to remember Baba, there is a lot of benefit. Some have never even seen Baba, and yet they leave their bodies in remembrance of Baba. Therefore, because they had so much remembrance of Baba, they claim a very good status. They shed tears of love in remembrance of the Father. Those tears become pearls. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhaktada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. In order to claim a high status, make effort on yourself. Study this study and give yourself a tilak of sovereignty. Imbibe this knowledge very well and remain constantly cheerful. 2. Fill the sword of this knowledge with the power of remembrance. Cut away all bondage with remembrance. Never watch dirty movies or make your thoughts impure. Blessing. May you transform the lokik into alokik and become free from all weaknesses as a Master Almighty Authority. Those who are Master Almighty Authorities, knowledgeful souls, are never influenced by any weaknesses or problems. This is because whatever they see, hear, think or do from Amritvela, they transform the lokik into alokik. While fulfilling your responsibility to your lokik family, for the sake of it, always have your alokik task in your awareness and you will not be influenced by any type of vice of maya or by being in connection with any person. Even in the midst of tamoguni vibrations, you will remain constantly like a lotus. While being amidst the lokik rubbish, you will remain detached from it. Slogan: make everyone content and you will automatically take a high jump in your efforts. Avyakt signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. In order to accumulate the power of thought, practice putting a full stop in a second to seeing or hearing anything. If you put up a cue of why or what to your thoughts, if you create a creation of waste, you will have to sustain it. You will continue to spend your thoughts, time and energy on that. Therefore have birth control over that creation of waste and you will be able to become an instrument for doing unlimited service. Om Shanti.